Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. Y'all already know what it is, man. Friday, a lot of stuff popping off on the weekend. Got that Mayweather fight and some tourist birthdays, too, out there, I suppose. And also, you know, playoffs, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter at DJ Nothing Nice. Make sure you also hit me up on the IG, too, man, because I really don't be on Facebook like that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest today. On Friday, since it is Friday, I'm gonna be honest. I don't be on Facebook and stuff like that. I mean, I check it every now and then, but your best bet would be just to hit me up on Twitter and on IG. Real quick, shout out to everybody tuning in right now. You know, special guest Miss Pudding Pop. I know she's on. We're about to get to her in a few minutes. AKA Paris Kardashian, AKA the OG Go Getter. You know what I'm saying? The Go Getter. You feel me? But we're gonna get to her in a few minutes. But shout out to everybody once again just tuning in. Shout out to LNL Films. Shout out to BNC Music Group. Make sure you check out mp3wax.com. Shout out to them. We're going to get to that in a few seconds. Shout out to Good Time Cigarellos. You know, they sponsor me. So, you know, I don't know why y'all haven't even hit me up for the sponsorship. It's free, man. All you got to do is make sure when you try to hit me up about the information, make sure you know your venue, make sure you know the size of the venue. And that's it. You know, I submit it up, and then we go from there and party, you know, party with good times. You feel me? So that's what it is. Also, shout out to Two Team Nothing Nice, The Real Team Nothing Nice. Shout out to y'all, everybody that's tuning in and got my back. Shout out to also Miss Liz, my PR, man. Make sure you hit her up anytime you want to get at me. You know what I'm saying? Because that is my PR. So, you know, I'm just trying to do business properly. 910-703-2153. And hit her up, man, and let her know that, you know, if you want your exclusive interview, you know, because these interviews will be put on iTunes. Just to let y'all know, it will be on iTunes real soon. I'm thinking maybe mid this month or the end of this month, but it might come sooner. So you gotta follow me, man. You gotta follow me, see what's going on with me, and I'll do the same for you. You know, you follow me, I follow you back. That's how we do. You like my stuff, I like your stuff back. Even though you don't like my stuff, you feel me? But it is what it is. Let's hit up this mp3wax.com real quick and check out what's going on in industry news. 50 Cent appears on ESPN's First Take. Shout out to First Take. I like them boys. You know, and they talk about, you already know, that fight, the Pacquiao Mayweather fight. I honestly hope it's going to be a good fight. You know, I'm not saying that Pacquiao is, you know, that not that dude, but because Pacquiao is that dude, to me, still. You know, I know he'll knock some people out here if he beat that ring with him. That's all I know. You know, so don't sleep on him just because, you know. I don't know if he's going to beat Mayweather. We're going to see if he beats Mayweather. I'm going to be surprised, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't bet. Y'all thought I was going to say I'm a better, but no. I'm not winning any money. I don't bet. We talked about that last time, you know what I'm saying? Day before yesterday with Mr. Pill. So, yeah, we're not doing that. Other industry news, rap stars Yella Wolf and Travis Barker perform live on Jimmy Kimmel, you know what I'm saying? Jimmy Kimmel show. So, shout out to them. See what else we got popping off. Lupe Fiasco, he got his new video up there. It's called It Might Just Be Okay. So, go ahead and check that out. And there's a lot of other exclusive things on there. Music star T-Pain debuts Bigger Than Pain documentary on the site. The site, again, is mp3wax.com, mp3wax.com. A lot of appearances by these guys is going on. Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs planning special world tour. So, you know, make sure you follow. Those of you not following Diddy, you know, shout out to Diddy and that whole camp over there, you know, still doing it, you know. The longevity. So, you know, hey, businessman and non-businessman, some people may say, but hey, until I deal with it firsthand, you know, I won't be signing with him or nothing. I'm just like, you know, I know I'm not signing with Eddie. You know, I can't, you know, he's good people, but, you know, he appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And then, like I said, he's getting ready to take his live show on the road one last time. So he's going to get ready to do the world tour. Also, what else we got? Let's see what else. We talked about that. Yeah, Chris, I gotta redo this, man. I'm a Red Cafe fan. I like Red Cafe, man. You know, shout out to the East Coast up there. Red Cafe featuring Rick Ross and Jeremiah Make Me Proud. If you haven't checked it out, man, check it out. If you want your stuff on the site, man, if you want any type of promotional, they reach a lot of DJs, they reach a lot of people. You can put your music video up there, videos, you know, your music and your videos, your mixtapes, and, you know, a few other things. So just, you know, you get radio play, all kinds of things, you know, booking, things like that. So make sure you check the site out, man, mp3wax.com. So let's get to this interview, man. Pudding Pop. Hello? Okay, there we go. There we go. There we go. How you
hey,
doing?
What's going on?
Going
I'm
on?
Doing
How
very
doing?
Great. Very
That's
well.
Good. Let the people know who you are, what you do, you know what I'm saying? What's your part in Team Nothing Nice? And she's a Team Nothing Nice supervisor. On I'm going to let her get into that, but go ahead. Go ahead. You tell them. I'm going to let you tell them. Go ahead.
First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Team Nothing Nice. Somebody that
right.
I've been dealing with for about 5 to 6 years. It's my people.
True.
You know, we have a big
True.
Business doing big things. We're not
True.
Just moving from the East Coast. We're moving worldwide. This is an international situation.
Second
mm-hmm. shout out, I want to give to BBC, BC Music Group, LLC. And you can
mm-hmm.
also find them at BC Music Group, LLC. Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I'm Puddin' Pop, and I run my own thing, CEO and founder of Puddin' Pop Incorporated, based in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Georgia. I've been founded ever
mm-hmm.
since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I also am the CEO and founder of UGSA Entertainment, that stands for Underground Strippers of Atlanta. So, ladies, if you're looking forward to being organized and getting into the model industry, or you want to get into dancing, you want to learn how to do pole tricks, or whatever your concept is, we're here to make you a business. All by yourself, a self-owned enterprise, you know, to for you to better for your future, not just being a regular dancer or whatever they want to call you, to actually be
right.
a businesswoman, to do your thing.
Right.
Over the years, that's what I have been doing. I'm my own promoter, like I said, my own owner, CEO. You know, that's basically all I have been doing over the years. You can find me at _strippers_of_ATL, or you can find me at yayo_on_gomo. Also, you can find me parisk26@gmail.com, ugsa.ent.2020@gmail.com as well.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So there you go. See, y'all thought she wasn't going to be a boss when she got online. You go, I know y'all thought, like, oh, yeah, she was like a dancer. Nah, man. We have bosses over here. Sorry to tell you, haters, but you know, but that I had to throw that out there for the haters. Folks. I had to throw that out for the haters.
I know you're not gonna do that.
Man. You know, because you know they listening to on the low. You know the haters always gonna be listening, so you got to give them something. You know, recognize.
Well,
them
you know, in a sense, I hate to cut you off, man, but
well,
we need those
good.
Haters. You know, they're gonna not only
yeah.
be our motivators, but we also
yeah.
gonna intrigue them to change their mind to empower the lightness of greatness.
Right,
so
right,
in
true.
That, they may be a hater from the jump because they misunderstood about what we do. But
mm-hmm.
once they get hooked to the concept and keep continuously listening, then they're going to start
mm-hmm.
getting with the flow. And it's going to make a whole
mm-hmm.
lot of things better for everybody.
Preach. Church. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And we haven't even got to the interview yet. That's just a little bit. I'm telling you, man. I'm about to start charging people to listen to my show, man. Like, for real, for these jewels, man. Man, somebody told me not to do it.
We got it. No, we ain't going to do it like that. We got to get a little taste
see,
of that. This is just a taste. This is not even the surface.
Okay.
This is just a taste.
See.
This is the wild
yeah,
taste
okay.
test
okay.
right now.
Okay, well, see, that's the second person to tell me. Y'all lucky. See the people I got around me? I don't got people that's going to do you dirty. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got people that's going to do you dirty. You feel me? You know, you will receive, and if you give respect, you will definitely, you know, get respect back. That's how we do over here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to tell it like it is.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So let
that's
me get to
right.
these questions. Let me definitely get into these. Oh, wait a matter of fact. Let me, you know, earlier. You know, she is a Taurus. I want to say happy birthday again because I did call you earlier. It's happy birthday. But happy birthday again to you. I know it's not your birthday.
Appreciate it.
It's still, you want you in the month, you in there. You in there to me. I'm sorry. I can't help it. That's what I do. Okay. So when your birthday do come, if I don't call you, they'll be like, oh, you didn't wish me happy birthday. Yeah, I did. I wish you happy birthday.
I'm gonna be asleep, man. I'm not even gonna fret. I'm gonna be asleep. After this weekend, all this stuff I gotta do, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
bed. I'm cutting my phone off. I might change my number.
Did you say that? No, you can't change your number. Now you can't go incognito.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay. Thank
but
thank
I'm gonna be
you,
off the radar
you
for
will.
A while because
yeah, I know you do. I know. I already know you. Should be sneaking off, man. Should be sneaking off and stuff like that. Well, since you said that, what you got going on this weekend? You know, for the Mayweather.
I mean, I'm not really a competitor. You know, as much as I know how to climb the pole and stuff like that, and I can shut the building down. when it comes to that, you know, I'm not a competitor.
Right.
And like you were saying,
right.
I'm not a better neither. And I want to shout out
okay.
Mr. Pills too. That's my guy. You know, he's
right.
doing great
right.
things. I remember him
right.
from back in the day. 5-6 yep. years ago. You know, I never yep. knew we was going to get this far now. But back to the yep. main events of the mm-hmm. Mayweather-Pacquiao situation, I mean, it's cool mm-hmm. whatever Mayweather been doing his thing. I mean, of course, he's May.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
But all things
right.
must come to an end. And, you know, if y'all been paying attention for the last 3 or 4 years, he's
right.
kind of been running from that whooping, you know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right, right,
so,
right, right.
So, you know, what they're saying is Mayweather packed the power and Pacquiao
right.
packed the speed. That's what's
right.
on the table right now.
Right.
At the end of the day, I really say I might go with the Pac-Man on this one.
Okay.
I might
okay,
have to go
okay,
on the Pac-Man.
Okay.
He's going to keep it, he gonna keep it saucy. You know, we're going to be doing the sauce up in there. So,
okay.
You
okay.
know, I think he's going to bring it. No offense. I love
okay.
Mayweather. You
no,
know,
it's all good. It's all good.
If I ever
I
got to meet you in person, I'll shake your hand and tell you you're a fine man, but that's about it for me. You ain't
okay,
taking me back to wherever
y'all
you got to go.
Y'all know. Y'all know she going with Pac, so y'all know I'm gonna go ahead and go. I gotta stick with the money team.
Yeah,
you know
I think Pac gonna give it to him, but
do,
at the same time,
if Pac get it, man, I'm gonna be like, okay, that's mad respect, you know.
I don't even think they're gonna end it right here. Nice. I think what's gonna happen is basically, you know, Mayweather's supposed to do one more fight after that. So
right.
And then it's supposed to be going into retirement. So
okay,
I think that's what they're gonna do to beef up the numbers. That's what they're gonna do.
Right.
They're gonna raise
right.
the bar for everybody,
right.
and they're talking about them boys got to go 12 rounds. So off of TKO, say for instance, they do the scoreboard and off of TKO, that's not gonna make it. You know,
right,
people are going
right,
to be very
right.
dissatisfied about
right,
that.
Right,
and
right,
they're going
right,
to be like,
true.
Man, bring it back. And so
yeah.
the big guys going to, like, make a lot of money off that. I wish
yeah,
I was in.
Yeah.
You know, me and you
yeah.
need to me and you need to get in that kind of position.
You ain't lying about that. You are not lying.
We're on our way.
So, okay, I got
very
to take
cool.
on that. So what's going on with your stuff? What you got going on this week here?
Okay, right now, I'm just enlightening everybody what's going on in Atlanta right now. I know
mm-hmm.
Vegas got a lot of stuff going on, but we have the Hawks game down here as we speak
yeah.
of today. And then we have the
yeah.
Braves game today as well. So
yeah.
And then we have a convention going on as well. So it's like crazy packed out here right now. But
yeah,
on
yeah,
my
yeah,
side,
yeah.
I have I got a little spot. I want to give a shout-out to Cool, club owner of Day and Night.
Mm-hmm.
It's an after hour. Doors open at 10, and it's to the last
mm-hmm.
person to drop. 3837 Covenant Highway, Decatur, Georgia, 30032. I'm wearing my own little thing. I just, you know, I'm a boss, so I go up in there. It's like, okay, showtime. We know what she gonna
right.
do. Got some
right.
very talented. I mean, I can't even, the stuff these girls do, I can't even stay on the radio. You know,
right.
so
ooh.
It,
ooh.
It just get extra crazy. And when I say to the last person, drop, when you drop, that's it. You know, and it might not even be you. It might be the DJ or it might be the
right.
owner. It's whoever
right.
drop, you know,
right.
and that's a wrap. But we're doing
right.
that today. You know, we got very good prices on drinks. We have, you know, food, whatever you want to order.
Mm-hmm.
We got an upstairs,
mm-hmm.
downstairs area. I mean, it's laid out. It's lavish. It's low-key. You know, I can just briefly give you a little bit. Last week, I left up out of there about 6:45 in the morning. So they just tell you.
Stop. I need to be there.
Oh, yeah. You're going to take a nap at 2:30 and wake up at 3:30, and then you're just going to go back to whatever you were doing before you went
to
sleep.
I like that. I like stuff like that. See, that reminds me of Vegas. Some stuff Vegas. That's that Vegas party. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I'll be doing that tonight, making my
mm-hmm.
little introduction for the birthday weekend. And then tomorrow is the official
mm-hmm.
pop-off. It's going to be prices between $20 to $30, which is pretty cheap because I've been looking around Atlanta and people are
right.
charging like $45, $50 to $60, and that's not including your parking, you know, and then you don't have refreshments and stuff like that. So we was like, you know what, free parking, you come
mm-hmm.
in, pay your little $30, go upstairs, downstairs, you can go back and forth, you know.
Right.
So think about it. After you watch the fight started at 11, gonna be done
right.
about 12:30, latest at 1. What are
right.
you gonna do then?
Right. Exactly.
You know, you're gonna
exactly.
need something.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's gonna
well,
be a problem.
So, That's what's up. That's what's up. Wish I can be there, boy, but, you know, it's all good. I'm gonna make it
it's
to the
all
next
right.
Year,
I got you, man. Yeah, I got you, man. We're doing it all summer. It's all
yeah.
be fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Summertime, yeah. Summer. This summer is mine. That's all I'm going to say. So, you know, they got a lot of epidemics going on here, a lot of crazy stuff going on here, you know, with the Baltimore thing. But I don't want to get into that. We talked about that the other day. You guys heard what I said about that. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on where if I could briefly say that I have a friend of mine that, you know, that partner of mine that said to me, the reason why Welvin, the great Mr. Gotti, you know, and these nuts guys, you know,
yeah,
you know, he recently got arrested, you know, and I'm gonna see if I can
wow.
try to find him and get him on the show. So not just him, remember there's a couple of other dudes that's you know, that's in that little arena too. So what's your take on that, man?
Yeah,
Mr.
Migo
Welvin, man.
Migo just went too, and that was crazy
yeah.
how the Migos went
yeah.
too, and then
yeah,
them boys,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
No, you can't get, the problem is you can't get, feel you. I mean, I went to the top, you know, and had the money flowing or whatever. But the thing is, when you get up there, don't forget who are behind you. So, like, you don't want us to hear that kind of news. In the street world, we don't want to hear that kind of stuff because, you know, you got a lot of us that's coming up out of this lifestyle trying to get to mm-hmm. where they are, and they just abusing it right away. They're like spoiled children. They just, you know, became a one-hit wonder, but somehow they kept going. And, you know, you can't do that. You know, you got to maintain yourself when you out here and them numbers get big and you get popular and you're the person on the scene and stuff like that. Don't get the pig head. I mean, it's never gonna go right. You're gonna hit the bottom, you know. So, like I said, I've been to the top. You know, I've been rock bottom. You know, I mm-hmm. came from the bottom, and I'm mellowing out because I finally came to an understanding that it doesn't matter what goes on. I can be the richest person or the poorest person, and the thing is, I am gonna maintain that personality because that's really what's the richest thing about you is your personality.
Right.
So, yeah, with the Baltimore and the guy that do these nuts got him and the Migos and all these other such and suches, please, if you can. Look, I don't have nothing wrong with everybody's belief, but if you believe in the word of God, I think you might want to go put your hands on the Bible. Every blue moon. You ain't got to read it. Just touch it, you know. I mean, you don't have a Bible in your house, get one, you know. It's getting hard to the point, you know, the movie Book of Eli, it's getting hard to get a Bible. You can't even get a Bible in prison. That's sad. You can't get a Bible in county jail. That's sad, you know.
Yeah.
So get your Bible and put it in your home and things will change because you're going to have to see it every day.
You're right. Dropping them jewels. We're dropping jewels spiritually, mentally, however y'all want it. That's what we're doing today, man. We got told you it's Friday, man.
Oh, yeah. We're targeting everything.
That's what it's
about. Weekend.
So, Mr. Welvin, you know, so you think it'd be a good idea if I got him on my show and interviewed him, or you want me to just leave him alone? You want me to just leave him alone? Mr. B's nuts.
I mean, no. We need everybody.
Okay.
You know, we can't. We can't do nothing about their trials and tribulations. We just need people to know, hey, look, we deal with everybody.
Exactly.
You know?
You're right.
So tomorrow,
go ahead.
Tomorrow, I might become a one-hit wonder, you know?
Right.
I want to get on the radio. Can I get on the radio?
Exactly.
Seriously, can I get on?
Yeah. You're already on. We got you. Trust me, we got you on that. You know, you do that, you know, you're already exclusively, you know, just right here. You know, we giving you exclusive interviews, you know, nothing nice radio. That's what we do. So, you know, when I get that, see, a lot of people don't think I'm going to get this Cyrus XM radio. They don't think I'm going to get it, but, I'm going to.
The thing is, people scared. You know, just do it, you
know? I know.
Just do it. If Team Nothing Nice call you and say, hey, look, we need you to get on, don't say, I got to do this. Well, you know.
What they do, though. You know, but, hey, all I can do is give what the higher power give me to give to people. That's all I can do. You feel me? So that's what we can do.
That's right.
People
going to fire and hire themselves all day, man.
All day. All day.
All day.
You know.
There's no, so, I'm going to tell you right now, there is no such thing as a recession. Get it out your head.
Right.
There's
right.
no such thing. It's just you right. have an excuse that you want to live off of to keep doing whatever you're doing. As
exactly.
being late. So
Truth,
stop
listen,
it.
We got Truth. Shout out to Truth. Shout out, listen, shout out to Truth.com. Truth.com right now. And we're going to take it to church. So, yeah, I told you, man. Yes, it is. That's what it is. Pudding pot, man. That's pudding pot for them. I'm trying to tell you. You better come straight with that business. So with people on the book, how would they go about booking?
If you do go about booking, I say the best way, because I don't like to give out my personal information. The to get in contact with me is to contact me at yayo_on_gummo, and that's yayo_on_gummo, and DM me, direct message
right.
me for those that are kind of slow. You know, DM me, and, you know, we'll go ahead and
right.
talk about business, but have it
right.
together, because
right.
I've been doing this for a very long time, so
right.
I know how to get through different situations, and, you know, not booking me. I have full team, pole. We have different places. As a matter of fact, I want to give a shout out to Club T, Kamal is no more at Kamal 21, or Kamal.
Mm-hmm.
She's at Club T as right now. They're doing big things with Two Raw Entertainment. Shout out to them. Shout out to Naughty Girls Club as well. So I don't just have the back end of the after hour spots. I know private locations. My spot eventually will be that spot, because I got five pools and a heated pool. Everybody want to fill my spot. Seriously. I'm affiliated with plenty of DJs, dancers, models, artists. I mean, it just comes with the music industry. It opens
right.
a world to everything.
Right.
I mean, it's just not the music. You got people that are owners of car dealerships and you know, it's so broad, you know. So music does really carry a harmony on another face, you know, out of this world. Probably make us feel, I don't know.
Yep. You're right. So if somebody wanted to, okay, I got to ask you this. I got to do the devil's advocate thing real quick. You know I have to. So if Welvin the Great came up to you and said, give me your number, would you give him your number, or would you just be like, man, come on, man? And then he hit you with the same quote. If you say no, now how would you react too? This is the second question. If you said no and he said, don't worry about it, he said, I got bitches. What would you say to that? So those two.
I was like, okay, then me too. Can you share some with me? Can I borrow some of yours? And if he asks me, can I get some of yours? You can't get none of mine. I'm trying to be greedy. I want all your girls. I bet you they don't come back. I put them on blow up beds. It'd be four blow up beds in the living room.
He said he got all of them, though. He said all the bitches is his. That's what he said. Now that's what he said. He said that.
No, I seriously doubt that. I pull a girl out of the crowd and I say, baby, tell him that you belong to me. She'll laugh. I was like, for real, tell him I belong to Putty Pop.
That's how she knows. She bought.
And then you ain't got me neither. You know, let me tell you the word. Since we on it, we use a little cuss words. I guess you know, saying guys gonna let it fly. The word bitch. Take this down. Everybody, get you a pen and a piece of paper. Don't worry about it. I'll
teach
wait.
Him.
Hold on.
Teach him.
Okay, y'all ready? Y'all better hurry up. Use your phone or something. Okay, the word bitch stands for beautiful individual that create haters.
Ooh.
So the next time somebody tries to use that power on you, remember that. Beautiful
Ooh.
Individual that create haters.
Ooh. Learned something again today. Ooh, I'm telling you, we murdering y'all, man, with these truths. Man, listen, if you say one more thing like that, I'm going to have to charge. I'm sorry. $5. Everyone you drop, I'm about to try to set it up. Miss Liz, I hope you're listening. My PR, I hope you're listening. We're going to charge. I'm sorry. We got to do that, man. Come on, man. Man. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to charge.
No, don't do it. We got to get them something.
Do
you know, we're not going to give them free samples of our food at the house, you know.
We might as well
give them a little empowerment of the truth in our words that we speak.
you know.
You're right. Okay. Well, look, y'all get the wisdom for free. We'll give it to y'all for free. I'll leave y'all alone. I won't let y'all do that. You know what I'm saying? That Nothing Nice Radio, man. DJ Nothing Nice. You already know. And Miss Pudding Pop, Miss, you know, Miss, a.k.a. Kim Paris. I said Kim. Shout out to Kim, too, Kardashian. But this is Paris Kardashian. So, yeah. Yeah.
I was at Lost Child, and I decided to just run away from the whole crew. I ran away.
You say you got up out of there?
I got up out of there. I was like, oh, I'm not about that life. I got to go. I'm not ready for it. I'm not. She wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready.
Got him. I'm doing this plug now. But I will say about my man, Wilvin the Great, though, I will say that, hey, brother, you know, congratulations on your success. Much success to you. You know what I'm saying?
And they killing it now. They killing it, man. Yeah. I was listening to 94.5 out here. You know, it's a radio station in Atlanta. They are using the Got 'Em skit. And I had just told my younger DJ friends, I was like, yo, since we on this Got 'Em These Nuts trip, you know, for this weekend, because, you know, we get slammed. You know how it is. We get slammed.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, we got to find that, you know. We got to find it. So it took us probably like 12 hours, and we found it. And you already know how we was at the club. Every time somebody said something or a girl got on stage, we was like, got him, you know. And that's how, I mean, you're doing your thing, man. I have to get it, so you're doing your thing.
Right.
And You just letting people know it's not hard. He's letting y'all know. That's another person that's highly gifted, and it was just in him, and he just came out with it one night.
Right.
He was enjoying himself, and he invented something new. So, yeah, that would be nice if he jumped on the radio station real quick.
Because
everybody is going crazy. We got a DJ going crazy and everything.
Yep. I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna try to see what was up with his people. So, if you listen, we're gonna try to get Wilvin the Great. On the show, you know what I'm saying, try to get him.
And don't forget to stop in Atlanta, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, I got a couple of girls for you. I seen your little Instagram, Facebook thing where you had matter of fact, can I borrow that girl that you had on your little skit?
Yeah, we can.
You know,
we'll
she was a bad-looking chick, wasn't she? She was like,
They were good times. So, you know, feel free, you know, handle your business, do what you got to do, and be successful. So that's all I'm going to say. So I will get you to, yes, you can have the plug for that. You know what I'm saying? You definitely have the plug for that. So, yeah, man.
Exactly.
One more quick question for you, and then I'll let you go because I know you're trying to get yourself together. I'm going to get myself together, do a few things and knock out everything. But what keys do you live by? What keys do you live by to help you be successful from a day-to-day basis?
On a day-to-day basis, for me, is stay determined. That's one. Stay determined.
Mm-hmm.
Stay open-minded and always stick with God.
Right.
Number the three things right there. You know, I have to say the best for last. So if you do those, you'll make it. You really would. You'll be able to, you know, make it through the downs. The middles, everybody out here has problems. But that's not what we need to focus on. If you feed yourself positivity, it's going to come out and it's going to shine like divine light. People are going to mess with you.
And go ahead and give out your book information one more time, and then we're going to get up out of here.
Okay, one more time. You can find me at _strippers_of_ATL, and that's for the dancers as well, because I shoot all my dancers out on there. Y'all can check that out. _on_gummo, that's all on IG. You can find me on there. That's like based off of me and all my little personal stuff or whatever. ParisK26@gmail.com or UGSA.ENC.2020@gmail.com. And also, you know, BC Music Group LLC, they deal with me and Team Nothing Nice, of course. You know, if you talk to those people or, you know, you come at me on there, then you'll catch me. I'm never anywhere where I hide. So you'll find me. So that's all my book of info. Make sure you get in contact with me. Like I said, dancers, guys, if you want to have places, I don't care what you like. You call me, I can get you there.
Okay. All right. And there you go. So shout out to Ms. Pudding Pop right there. I'm going to let you go. Appreciate your time and everything. We'll definitely be linking up real soon. Again, of course, you know, we always talk network. So, you know, I'll be
doing
this.
I'm going to have you right. I got some people coming out for this weekend. Right. So I'm going to be taking the scene for you. I got you, man. I'm going to make
you
feel like Royalty when you get out here, you know. Coming to America type situation like Eddie Murphy when he was in that jacuzzi.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The wrong thing is clean. He's going to be like, okay, then.
That's what's up. But shout out to, once again, shout out to Ms. Pudding Pop for being on the show. Nothing Nice Radio for your exclusive interview, man. Shout out to LNL Films. Shout out to BNC Music Group. MP3 Wax, make sure you go there. Artists, anybody, businesses, please go there and get the information you need to advertise for you, because the dream, teamwork makes the dream work, but you have to also do your individual stuff for your own brand. I don't want to get into that, but that's what it is. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice. Shout out to MP3Wax.com. Shout out to Good Time Cigarello. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. And we just want to say appreciate it. And, you know, keep grinding, man. And good luck on if any of y'all betting on the fight, but because I'm not. And you know, and hopefully the Hawks take it. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's my second home. I just want to say my Knicks game could be there for a long time. So my Hawks. So that's all I'm going to say on that. But about my three keys that I like to leave y'all with, and you know what I like to say is stay committed, stay consistent, and have communication in anything and everything that you will do. And I promise you, guarantee you're going to be successful, man. And it's not all about money either, being successful, just to let you know. But I'm going to holler at you. It's Pretty Pop. Thank you. And everybody else, peace.
Thank you.